where we are for the 2014 rezoning process is at that first bullet. We're receiving community input on the rezoning parameters. Then the board will be taking the feedback that they have received the last two meetings. We had one meeting on Wednesday the 26th, one on Thursday the 27th. This is our third one this afternoon. You'll take that information at a regularly scheduled meeting on March the 18th and form rezoning parameters. And those parameters will guide the work of the rezoning committee. Our committee is scheduled to work between March and May of this year. And then we will recess over the summer and we'll make a tenant zone recommendation to the Board of Trustees in August of 2014. Once everybody is back thinking about school and not over summer when some folks are out of town and doing other things. The board will take that recommendation that is submitted in August and get input on proposed zones during September of 2014. And then you will hopefully make a decision in September, possibly October, at the beginning of the next school year. And again, this is before the new school zones take effect, which is August of 2015. Why don't we set parameters before rezoning begins? Because it allows the board to hear from the public about what is important to the entire community, not just an area or school or hot button issue, but what's in general, what should you guys consider as we shape this for the rezoning committee. It helps frame the discussion about important issues before the lines are drawn on a map and there's emotion involved in a particular scenario. It helps our committee as we work through this to focus the work. Many times the committee can start to go down one road or another, chase some rabbits, and if it falls outside of the parameters that have been given by the board, then it helps focus the group as they work through scenarios. And it makes sure that throughout the process that the committee's work, that their recommendation fits with what you've already decided as your vision as far as things that should guide new zones. We have had parameters in the past. Three times over the last decade, we have gone through rezonings. In 2004, before we opened Forest Ridge, in August of 2005. We did the process again in 2008, before we opened Creekview in August of 2009. And our last one was in 2010 before we opened Green Prairie in August of 2011 and College Station High School in August of 2012. The parameters that we've had before established by different boards that time in 2004 was to establish feeder patterns, maintain three Title I campuses, and that the schools should have a comparable composition of students. In 2008, we wanted to maintain the feeder patterns, Head Start through eighth grade, zone schools for comparable demographic composition, maintain the three Title I campuses as we had before, and then we started including growth in here, make sure we use our zones and zone them for growth in the particular areas of town that we see are growing. And finally, in 2010, again, zone schools for a comparable composition of students, establish feeder patterns, this time 5th through 12th grade. As we got to our 8th elementary school, we realized how difficult it was to keep our schools from elementary into intermediate into feeder patterns, and then the third one was the zone schools for growth.